Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Bird Show.
I was feeling it yesterday when we were at Pride, and as the float was going down all of the streets of Atlanta, people saying, "We're going to miss you guys. We're going to miss you guys."
A lot of people yelling, "Don't do it.
Don't do it." At the end of the parade route, I said to Amanda, I'm like, "Maybe I shouldn't." Yeah, people really seem to like this show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. Yesterday was exhausting. I do not remember Pride taking that much energy last time around because I wasn't there last year, but my first year was 2 years ago when we did the whole Barbie thing. And so all we did was just wave and say, "Hi, Barbie." Whereas this whole time around, I was like, "Oh my God, I don't know if I'm just getting old or if this is just a more exhausting year." But yeah, it was a good weekend.
You had to do a lot of crowd work on that mic.
A lot of crowd work on the mic until you took it back. I was like, "I'm doing a bad job, apparently."
No, you aren't. You were doing great. I wasn't even listening. I just thought, let's break it up. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Had a great time at Pride, as always. That was my 15th float in a row.
Isn't that crazy, man?
I love that event so much.
Me too.
Just the energy and the weather was immaculate. Atlanta looked so beautiful this weekend. It was fantastic. Though I do think... I might need to go see a doctor for how many fumes we ingested from the generator.
Oh my God. Yeah, that thing. There was a moment where I looked at Kristen and I was like, I think I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, I felt the same. I really was feeling very lightheaded and very dizzy because the generator kept going out and I think it was overheating. So the gentleman turned it around so the vent was facing right at us. So we were like just soaking in fumes the entire float. And I'm like, we got to the end and I'm like, I'm high. that was something.
Yeah, it was a great parade though. Yes. It really was. Oh. If you want to know the absolute truth on why I took the mic from you, at what time I took the mic from you. So we were heading down to ultra conservative corner. And I told Kristen in the beginning of the parade, in most years, when there are people out there shouting really nasty things, there's only one corner of Pride that is controversial.
Well, that's only where they're allowed to gather now, I think.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So I grabbed it from you because this is the last Pride that we're probably doing, especially as the Bird Show here. I don't know, individually we might. I said, Kristen, in the beginning of the parade, I'm like, I don't think I can be quiet this year. So as we were going down, I guess that's West Peachtree or Peachtree?
You're asking.
Heading into that corner.
I was high on generator fumes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was going to take the low road and I was going to argue with them from the float, but they weren't there.
No. Well, the float in front of us, I don't know what happened. There was a lull, and that's happened in years past. There was a lull and there was, I don't know how we got so far, but the float in front of us kept getting further and further away from the float in front of them.
Must have been the fumes from the generator hitting them.
I don't know. And we got so far back that when you turned a corner, it looked like the parade was done. So a lot of people had dispersed.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I know so.
Okay.
My husband told me.
Even the passionate ones were like, "Nah, this is taking too long." Well, God only wanted this message for the beginning of the line.
They thought it was over because there was so much space in between the float in front of us and the float in front of them. Okay. That happened another year where there was a dance team or something and they kept doing their routine and it just kept getting further and further back. And we literally got to that corner and there was was nobody there because everybody thought the parade was over.
I was ready, man. I was armed and ready. So that's the reason why I took it when I took it.
Well, it's good to know that it was just so that you could yell at people and not because I was doing a bad job.
No, you weren't doing a bad job. Second thing. Thank you to the caller that called up on Friday when I asked, is there any way you can postpone jury duty? I have a weird thought about when it comes to jury duty that I don't share with most Americans is that I don't mind it at all. I think it is part of your duty as an American and as your freedoms. And while it is a pain in the ass and it always ends up being on a week or something that you really can't take, I don't mind doing it. I really don't. And I've done one and I was asked to be on another, but Burt Show Birthday wouldn't let him on the jury. So on Friday, I was asking you guys, is there any way you can just postpone it? And I got a couple of calls from people going, all you got to do is call the message on the form that they send you and tell them you just want to move it one time and they'll do it for you. I had no idea. I thought it was going to be a way bigger fight than that. So I call them up, goes to voicemail. Then I send them an email. And like 2 hours later, they sent me back and said, yeah, your request today has been greenlit, so you don't have to be out on Tuesday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah. You don't lose another show before you pass. And if you would have gotten selected for a trial, that would have been so bad.
That would have been tomorrow. I would have had jury duty. So if it's a 10-day trial, then you guys are doing my retirement shows without me.
Yeah, that would have been weird, man. We got some stuff lined up. That would have been really, really weird not having you here.
Today would have been your last show.
Today would have been the last one if I would have got on one that lasted that long. But for those of you that don't know, I don't know that you could do this back in the day. I think that you needed some kind of like doctor's okay. But now you just call up and they'll let you do it one time. I wouldn't try it twice. I think on the second one, they're like, nah. But the first one, they're like, yeah, do whatever you want.
I mean, I think they understand that people have lives and... for those that have children, for instance, like it's fall break this week, right? So if you have kids and you get called for jury duty, but your kids aren't in school, what are you supposed to do? And if you don't have childcare, so it makes sense for people that are busy that you can do that.
Well, and the childcare is a valid excuse for missing as well.
There's like three things that if you call up immediately, they'll go, don't worry about it. But the others, you just have to postpone. But it was really easy. It was one call and I'm out.
All right, well, good.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Some really sad news we got over the weekend. Oscar-winning actress Diane Keaton passed away on October 11th. Pretty suddenly. She was 79 years old. Her family confirmed the news and has obviously asked for privacy because, you know, they need to grieve. We don't know what the cause of death is at this moment because it hasn't been shared publicly. But in the months leading up to her passing, friends, I guess, have come out and said that Diane's health declined pretty suddenly. Her longtime friend, Carol Bayer Sager, shared that when she saw her just a few weeks before she had passed, she said that Diane looked noticeably thinner, had lost a lot of weight. And that morning on October 11th, the day she passed, the LA Fire Department had responded to a call at her home around 8 a.m. and had to transport someone, we're assuming this is her, to a nearby hospital. Dispatch audio has described this person as someone who had like fallen down. Diane had been open over the years about her health struggles. She said that she's battled skin cancer. She's also had a past with bulimia. And since the news broke, obviously lots of tributes have poured out. We saw Sarah Paulson outside of her home in tears. She has several projects that are still in development and, of course, other projects that are already out and beloved by so many people, like the First Wives Club and Something's Gotta Give.
Oh, like for me, it was her essence as a person. And just I gasped when I saw the news because I think like millions and millions and millions of others. If you don't know there's an illness and it does come on sudden and you just see that news, but she was just such a unique individual and such a good person, and watching all the tributes pour in is just a testament to the life that she lived, and not just what she contributed in the form of art with her movies, but just overall, like she was She was a spectacular person, and it was really sad news the other day.
She was the quintessential coastal grandmother. Like, when I think of a Nancy Meyers film, I think of Diane Keaton in some kind of funny hat and a scarf, you know, drinking a glass of white wine on the beach somewhere, having an affair with someone she shouldn't have. But somebody who has come out, obviously, and grieved her is her longtime partner, Al Pacino. Now, this was a torrid affair. They were together for, I think, 25 years up until about 1990. They got together in 1974 on the set of The Godfather, and they only broke up in 1990, reportedly because Al Pacino was unwilling to commit to marriage. But according to a friend that has been out speaking to the media, because, you know, that's what you should do when this person has passed and you should be grieving. But a friend who has gone out and spoken to different media outlets says that Al Pacino, his one regret was never marrying Diane Keaton, his former longtime partner. The source claimed that Al would say things like, "If it's meant to be, it's never too late for a do-over," basically signaling that he felt like she was the love of his life. And she's even, there's this clip on Ellen that I saw on TikTok that somebody shared, and Ellen asked her, "Who do you think the sexiest man alive is?" And I don't think she was with somebody at the time, but she's like, "Of course, like, I have to say Al Pacino." So it's very clear that even up to like recent years, I mean, Ellen ended like what, 10 years ago, even up until then, she still kind of held a candle for this guy, thinking that like they could have been, they could have been soulmates.
I don't think I ever knew that they were together.
You didn't?
Nah.
No, they were together for, I guess, 26 years, got together on the set of The Godfather. And, you know, when you're at the top of your game and you're a guy in Hollywood, like, you don't really want to settle down. But then I think you get to a point in your life where you look back and you go, oh, like, this is somebody that genuinely could have been a part of my life as a romantic partner for longer than it was. And it's kind of all my fault. So I'm sure he's feeling a little bit of regret. But, you know, you do the best that you can with what you know.
This is The Burt Show.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes, like suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Supertopia is my mythical land where I am king and the rules that I want go. There is no vote. I've told you before on Bertopia, you should be able to T-bone one person that blocks a intersection once a year. You can do that once a year. But also, there is no glitter. There's no glitter in Bertopia. And I am reminded why this morning and yesterday after Pride. You can't get the stuff off you.
Yeah, no, it's the herpes of the craft world, as everybody loves to refer to it.
And I was doing great till you came up and slathered that stuff on my face yesterday.
Yeah, I asked everybody, but I didn't ask you. I just did it.
Put it right
out there. Who needs consent?
I don't know what the trick is to getting it off, man. I was scrubbing and couldn't get it off. I still got some on my chest.
Yeah, I still got some a little bit on my cheek, and I couldn't get it off to save the life of me. Yeah, it just takes multiple showers.
Boy, it does.
And you got to wash that. You got to really scrub that face. We got to get you a good exfoliant.
Yes. Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in Bertopia, we don't got to worry about it. There are parades. There are no glitter. All right, Katie, who's bugging you?
a stranger, someone. I don't know who the person is, but I need to figure out who this person is. So I'm the type of person that when I get mail to my house, I typically just consider it junk mail. I don't have important documents sent to my house. I have it sent to a P.O. box. So I just know for a fact, I check the mail. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I want a Marco's coupon, pizza coupon. I might hold on to that.
That is good pizza.
It is. But everything else is typically like junk. So on this particular day, I'm checking the mail and I'm going through it. It's like, oh, sign up for this credit card. Here's some coupons. And then I see something else and it looks like junk, but I can't really tell. You know how there's always like open now, must open. And you open it and it's like, hey, we want to put an offer on your home. Like that type of letter. Mm-hmm. I still open it because my aunt always taught me that with certain things like that, you need to shred the mail. Mm-hmm. Even if it's junk mail, shred it if it has your name and your information on it.
Never even thought of that.
We shred everything.
Do you?
Yeah. Bart shreds everything.
And so I'm going through and I'm like, okay, it's probably junk and something that just ends up in the shred pile. But then I open it and it says, congratulations on your new membership. And I'm like, membership? I didn't sign up for anything. Mm-hmm. And I continue reading and it's like, you are now offered all these benefits and thank you for contributing to this fund. Do you all want to guess what I am now a member of?
How old are you?
I am 31.
Okay.
Is it AARP?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I asked how old. I thought like right around 40, they start letting you know, like, hey, it's around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My husband called me middle-aged on our road trip and he almost died.
I don't know, Katie.
Now, mind you, this came to my house. This is a letter that came to my house. Now, for me, important memberships and stuff, it's either going to be paperless or it's going to the P.O. box. Mm-hmm. So this came to my home address.
So like Daughters of the American Revolution or something random?
No, it is random. I'm just trying to get you all to think in the sense of if you're a homeowner, What service may you need?
I mean, extermination. I'm always getting those. I'm getting front lawn like care.
I wish it was something that helpful, but it was not.
No, so it's like a home insurance that you're now...
You're on the line of insurance.
Okay.
That's a trigger word for me, Katie.
We're not allowed to use that word in studio. The I word.
Any other guesses?
What is it?
No. Okay. What are you a member of now?
I am now a member of the Georgia Farmers Bureau.
What took you so long?
And I'm looking at this and I'm like, I am not a farmer. I don't need any farmer insurance. And I hadn't even heard of the thing before. I didn't know that this existed.
How random.
Yeah. Wait. So is it not just a letter like making it seem like you're a member, but that's how they lure you in into actually like activating a membership? Like they're pretending you're a member, but there's one thing you have to do to activate it. But no, you're like, you have a member ID and everything?
It had my government name on it.
Oh my God.
And a membership ID. Someone paid $35.
Girl, that's our health insurance.
Yeah. Farm Bureau is just an insurance company.
Yeah, it's our health insurance with we're Farm Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's like four different companies
in
one.
Why do I get a different letter? Are you serious?
Yes.
It's connected.
Now I'm upset. Where's my membership, huh?
My cousin was a Farm Bureau agent where I grew up. Yeah, it's just a regular, like, Allstate.
You're really pretty, though.
Wow.
I think it is kind of funny that for 30 seconds here, nobody knew that was our insurance. It's a Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.
I think I'm just now starting to understand how respectful people have been to me, like when I'm out having dinner or drinks or whatever, because over the course of the last week or two since my retirement announcement, man, I was up in Alpharetta on Friday night. Amanda and I had a date night and people just coming up left and right saying, hey, you sure are going to be missed, man. That show has meant so much to me. Mm-hmm. And it's just a stream of people these days when we're going about our business. And like you guys saw it. I mean, we all felt it yesterday during Pride, you know?
Oh, I love that for you because that's not the experience I had when I was walking to the float.
Oh, tell me.
What's your experience?
Okay, wait.
Y'all, it was so funny. I choked down the biggest slice of humble pie. So I get out of my lift and I'm walking to the float to meet you guys and I'm crossing the street. And of course, there's a cop there directing traffic. And he's like, oh, hey, I got to get a picture. And he's like pulling out his phone and he's looking at me, but he's not looking at me. And I was like, oh, I'm like, that's so sweet. Like, you listen to the Burt Show? He says, nah. And I'm like, does he like my outfit? Like, but I'm not really dressed up.
He just thought you were hot.
No. Harry the Hawk was walking right behind me, and he wanted a picture with the Atlanta Hawks mascot, Harry the Hawk, and wanted me to take the photo.
Just when you're starting to feel fairly good about yourself, life will humble you, right?
Then I didn't get to take the photo because Harry the Hawk's handler came up and said, I got it. And I was like, and so I just kind of hung my head and walked the rest of the way to our Love Island float for Pride. And I was like, yep. That about sums it up for me.
Welcome to irrelevancy, Kristen. ETA 10 shows.
ETA yesterday.
ETA 2. No, we still have 2 weeks. We have 2 weeks of relevancy, Kristen.
Kid used to tell me a story that he was out with a bunch of Kid Craddock is my mentor. He was a big, just a huge personality out of Dallas. My mentor, like a big brother of mine, he used to tell me a story that he went out with a whole bunch of his friends, right? And, you know, as a radio guy, when you're out with your friends, you kind of like when people come up to you and say, hey, I listen to you all the time, because you get to flex a little bit in front of your friends. So he's buying drinks for all of his friends. They're all done. He's walking out and with all of his friends. And the server goes, hey, can I get your autograph? And he goes, well, yes. Yes, you can, because he's with all his friends. He's feeling really good about himself. She's got the bill in her hands. He had forgotten to sign the bill.
Stop.
He had nothing to do about being Kid Craddock. Zero. Nothing. But it'll happen from time to time.
Yes, it does. So every now and then, the universe just needs to knock you down a peg.
I even got a free meal out of it on Friday night on Up on the Roof in Alpharetta. Can I just say this about restaurants and bars? If you're going to give me free stuff, let me know up front, because I'll order more stuff.
Yeah. I'll get that Wagyu. Beef, man.
Don't tell me when I'm wrapping it up, man. I could have had another drink. Here are some DMs I got over the course of the last couple of days that have really touched me. And I'm having a hard time, I think, explaining. All of them are welcomed, honestly. When you just hit me up and you go, hey, you know what? Abby's had a real big impact on me, or Kristen, or anybody that's been here in 25 years. That's really, really nice. But there are some that specifically really feel like this show hit them on a different level, like when they were really, really down and we were their only source of comfort. That was the kind of stuff where we connected people because they felt like they had a voice. That's what these two DMs are about. I want to share these with you guys, but they might be coming to me, but they're for all of us. And they're also for everybody that's been on this show for 25 years, you know? This one says, after my wedding, I joined my new husband in North Carolina. The Burt Show got me through COVID and 5 incredibly hard military PCs, which are moves. When we were stationed at Fort Drum, New York, I developed seasonal depression and my husband was off and gone. Listening to the Burt Show all day was the only thing getting me through those days. It made me feel like I had some close friends with me at all times. Oh. I had an incredibly hard work from home job for 4 years where I was mentally torn apart daily. And the Burt Show is what got me through. Since I've started my own accounting firm and still work from home listening to the show daily on the podcast, my family takes large road trips back north a couple of times a year. We hoard a week's worth of episodes on these trips and listen to the shows for 10 to 12 hours straight to get through. You may not get this, but I swear it makes the trip feel half as long. Laughing with you all is all that gets me through sometimes.
Oh, that was so sweet.
It's really sweet.
Very.
When we have touched you in a way like that, when you can touch anybody's life in that, forget having a radio show. When you could touch anybody's life like that and have an impact. I mean, I feel that.
Yeah, and you don't need a radio show to do that.
Uh-uh.
Like, I mean, you can see a neighbor in need and just, you know, step up, and it's doing like the littlest things, like going to get them a pub sub at Publix.
Right. So this is one. I must have met her. I know I met her at Pride yesterday. And then after the parade, she sent me a picture, and then she sent me this also. But on the parade route or right before the parade, we don't really have a lot of time to talk because we got kind of.
Oh, we did this year.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. We can mention that. We had plenty of time this year. We were in row C, and there are how many rows?
I don't recall. I thought it went up to like F or something like that. But yeah, no, we were.
We should have been the third group going through, but for whatever reason, they held us back this year. We were the last.
We pulled up the rear, baby.
We pulled up the rear.
They saved the best for last.
So here's a DM I got yesterday, or last night. Hey, Bert, thank you for our chat yesterday. I wish I had more time there was so much more. There was so much more I wanted to say. I've been listening for what, 15 years? I was one of those BLs on the DL years ago. That was black listeners on the DL years ago. What got me hooked and kept me around was your willingness to accept and understand issues of race. In my lifetime, I have never experienced white people as curious and willing to listen in the lives of black America. I used to sit in my car crying while listening to race panels. My whole family was blown away by how much time you dedicated to putting focus on the deaths of Trayvon Martin and George Floyd. Not because it was profound or anything said for me as a black woman, but I think it was for your white audience. I don't know if you guys understand how infrequent that is for us. By you learning, your audience was learning. That's so important and has always really touched me. I don't know of any other shows that do this kind of thing. Anyway, I can't thank you enough. Your show's empathy and willingness to listen will surely be missed. Thank you.
That's the greatest compliment.
It really is. And no, there aren't a lot of shows that do this. And it's something that's been in my heart for a very, very, very long time. This is not when we do the kind of show that we do. When we're talking about Pride, we talk about gay issues, Latino issues, where we talk about Black America also. It's not really welcomed on Top 40 Radio. What they want you to do is like pick a lane, stay in it, and then stay away from anything even remotely stressful or controversial. But for whatever reason, race relations pierced my heart at a very, very young age, which is strange because I grew up in San Diego in a suburban city. We only had like one black dude in our entire school. But I do remember in like the seventh grade, we, you know how you have book reports and they give you a whole list of books that you can choose from? I chose two books from an author named Richard Wright. One was called Native Son and the other one was Black Boy, and it had everything to do with race relations. I have no idea why I picked those books at seventh or eighth grade, but I did. And it totally changed my attitude when it came to race in this country. And it's always been important to me. And that's why when we put the Burt Show together, we constantly talk about things that you don't mostly hear on Top 40 Radio.
Yeah, I think one of the truest testaments is one of our syndicated markets. It was a smaller city, kept bailing whenever we were talking about Black Lives Matter.
They literally would check out of the show.
Stop. Yeah, yep. No, they dumped. Like, they would, we would be talking about it, and they would, like, go to commercial, go to song. Like, they would literally dump out of it. And Burt was like, hey, thanks, but no thanks. And was like, we don't want to be a part of your station if you're not going to play the show as it's intended to be heard. And that was that.
It was the only radio station I ever tried to break up with.
Yeah.
and they wouldn't have it for a couple of months.
Yeah,
please take us off.
Yeah, you're like, you can't do that, man. That's not cool.
And I only found out about it because people in that town, that little city, were outraged that as soon as we started talking about it, they were going to commercials or going to music.
Thank goodness we had a whistleblower that was like hitting us up in our DM saying, hey, I just want to let you know that XYZ station is doing this. And we're like, no way. Yeah. And sure enough, after a little investigation, it turned out it was true. That's crazy.
I had
wild.
No idea at all. So keep the DMs coming. They certainly aren't making me feel very, very good and also very, very confused, like I'm making the biggest mistake of my life.
You keep saying that. And every time you say that, I'm like, we should have been talking about this 4 months ago. We could have interviewed Taylor Swift.
Yes, we could have. They pulled it. I came in this morning not wanting to tell you that.
No, I knew. I did my research. I found out who got that interview. And when it wasn't us, I was like, gosh, damn it.
I understand the business reason behind it.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen. So this take on marriage is an absolute must here.
Yes,
what you got?
It just spoke to my soul and I wanted to share it with you guys. So if you don't follow Give It To Me Straight podcast on Instagram, it's a husband and wife duo. They do lots of like funny comedic clips. But they've also gone through a tough time recently, and now they're on the other side of this and they are celebrating something major. They just had a baby and I'm so excited for them. So Give It To Me Straight podcast, this husband wife duo, and they were talking about, this take on marriage. And I feel like it's an absolute must hear for anybody. And if you are in a marriage where it is hard, I want you to listen to this and really take a look at you and your partner and your relationship and see if this is you.
when it comes to marriage and when people say marriage is hard, I feel like marriage is not hard. Life is hard. And so when you're navigating the hard things of life with the wrong person, it might feel like marriage is hard, but marriage is the fun part. Like, you're going through life with your bestie.
Besties.
And it makes the hard parts of life easier.
Yeah. Like, I think my life has been better since being married.
I didn't pay him to say that.
I think some people just get married, like,
settle
without thinking about it, just like having a kid and not thinking about that. Like, two massive decisions in your life.
Yeah, from a guy that has come from a family of, like, breakups and cutoffs and conditional love, for me, marriage and going into this with Amanda is, no matter how I screw things up at the end of the day, when I open up that door, there's always going to be somebody to say, everything's going to be okay and I love you.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's not going to be okay.
Even if we're just pushing it off.
Even if they're just lying to you. Yes. Find somebody in your life that will lie to you incessantly, making you believe that everything's going to be okay.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home, with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen. It's the Burt Show.
All right, you guys, we got a job to do this week, and it has everything to do with Burt's Big Adventure and getting you guys into a new car for $100, Kristen.
It's the BBA Audi Raffle. Burt's Big Adventure is selling raffle tickets for $100 a piece, and for $100, you could drive off in a brand new 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. That's a good deal. $100 for a brand new Audi?
I think that's pretty good.
I think that exchange is pretty fair.
Yep. And we're selling 5,000 tickets, and we're hoping to sell this thing out, obviously, because this would be one really great check for Burt's Big Adventure before I take off, you know? And it's not like a win-or-take-all type thing. We got other consolation, quote-unquote, prizes as well.
Tickets are only $100. They're selling 5,000, and we're going to do three additional winners that are each going to take $500 in cash. So if you don't win the car, you might get a little cash to line your pockets for coming up into the holiday season.
All right, get those tickets today, please. BurtsBigAdventure.org. So I've told you guys, one of the main reasons why I'm taking off from radio is I really want to see the world, man. I have dreamt about it my entire life. And I think I told you guys at a very early age, part of my motivation was traveling was, and I don't know where I came up with it. And I think because I just had this crappy family life that when I was young, I just knew that it was very expensive to buy a ticket that day and go wherever you want. And from that day on, I was like 8 years old, 9 years old. I'm like, that's what I want. That's the amount of money I want right there, is to be able to go when I want, where I want at any given time. And now after working 40 years in radio, I'm at that place, right? So I've got the first 6 months of my retirement are pretty much dedicated to traveling, right? There's going to be a time where I have to settle down and go, okay, I got to live with my own thoughts. But until then, all right, which one of these is not like the others, okay? So the day after my retirement, I'm heading on out to home to San Diego for an entire week. I come back, do some trick-or-treating with Asa, then I'm on the road to Sedona again. Gonna go see the beauty out there. Then I come on back and I'm going on the Disney cruise. With Asa.
The Sedona of the seas.
Then Amanda and I are heading.
No one ever.
Never.
The relaxing emotional retreat every family Seriously. Needs.
Then Amanda and I are going to Tulum for a weekend just to check out the hotel that we're getting married in. Then I'm going to New Zealand for a month. And then we're going to get married in Tulum. Then it could be an Italian honeymoon. So which one of those is not like the others?
This is a hard one.
It's going to take me a second to figure it out.
Yeah, New Zealand is in a different hemisphere. Like, you do have to go below the equator.
Okay.
This is a stretch, right?
Yep.
I really feel like I'm wrong here. But I think the Disney cruise is the one that's Nailed a little it. Different from the others.
You are so smart, man. It is. And you're right. I should have done them the opposite way. Disney cruise first, then go on spiritual retreat.
Yeah, because you're going to need a vacation from that vacation.
This is a healing retreat and then going 3 days right with nothing but Disney on the Disney cruise, right? So I've been on them before when my kids were young also. We did a 3 day and then we thought we were brave enough to do the 5 day. And then 5 days on that cruise is too much Disney.
What?
Like on day 4, you want to jump over.
No, a 7-day cruise is like the perfect vacation.
And this was 5 days and we were ready to get it because it's just Disney. You can't escape it. You can't escape Disney.
Yeah. Some people love that though.
Yeah.
That is their jam. So what is involved? I've only done one cruise. And so I'm good for the rest of my life. That was that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of cruises just because I feel so, well, you're elbow to elbow with people. You guys are like, you know, but more than that, like when I get off the ship, I want to be able to see the area and not have time on my mind. And I always feel like I got to rush back to port.
Yeah.
I'm always looking at my watch or the ship's going to take off without me.
That I'm the exact same way. I can't really enjoy myself because I feel like I'm just stuck watching the time. So I get that for some people, like this is, they love cruises.
Yes,
and
sure.
I love that for you. But what is unique about a Disney cruise that sets it apart from like, say, just like a typical cruise, like around the Bahamas or wherever?
Well, I mean, you got Disney stuff all over the place. You got Mickey over there. You got Minnie over there. They got Disney music playing the whole thing is all about Disney. And then they do have their own private islands, which are pretty cool also.
Oh.
All right, so I did a search, like what could possibly go wrong on the Disney cruise? All right. Here's just some of the ones I found, right? It's the most magical place on earth. Someone on our ship, the Magic, got arrested at Castaway Key. When we were scheduled to leave, the captain made an announcement about a situation that required the attention of the local authorities. And there would be a delay in setting sail. Finally, 2 hours later, we were walking on deck 4 and noticed on the dock several police and crew members surrounding a guy sitting on a golf cart in handcuffs. I got conflicting accounts as to what happened, but some other passengers claimed the guy was high, knocking on cabin doors and exposing himself, and then punched a crew member that tried to stop him.
That'll get you arrested.
All right.
Yep, that'll do. That'll get you arrested.
Okay.
That wasn't included in the brochure as part of like the ambiance of the Disney cruise.
It wasn't, but if you're like burned out on Disney stuff, that breaks up the monotony.
It does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One couple complained their ocean view room only had a view of the parking lot. They were still in port.
Okay. How drunk do you have to get to realize you're not even on the boat?
And then this one kind of got a little bit on the serious. Aside, sadly, somebody jumped off a Carnival ship a few years ago when I was on the Fantasy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, as I said, at about the 4-day mark of 5, you're thinking about it, but you usually don't do it. Somebody jumped off when they were on the cruise.
Yeah, I on a Disney cruise, like if
that is not very Disney.
No, it is not. Like it's for the kids. Like find you a different cruise to do that on.
You're on The Burt Show. What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.